News, The Global Link.
Government concerned with social media reporting on Zambia-Angola boundaries. Couple dies from electrocution in Lusaka's Kabanana area. And South Africa expels Israeli envoy over violations of diplomatic norms. Good evening. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. Government has expressed concern over what it has described as irresponsible and misleading content circulating on social media platforms regarding Zambia's boundary with Angola. Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Eva Chanda says some individuals have falsely suggested an expansion of Zambia's territorial map to include parts of Angola. Mrs. Chanda describes such claims as unacceptable, reckless and inconsistent with Zambia's foreign policy, national values and established international norms. She emphasized that Zambia and Angola share long-standing bonds of friendship, cooperation and mutual respect anchored in a shared history, regional solidarity and a mutual commitment to peace, stability and development. Any acts, suggestions or narratives that undermine these principles are undesirable, dangerous and have the potential to strain relations with neighboring countries, said Mrs. Chanda in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. She has since cautioned social media users and content creators against promoting inflammatory or misleading content relating to territorial boundaries. Mrs. Chanda reiterated that Zambia is a peace-loving nation that respects the sovereignty, territorial integrity and internationally recognized boundaries of all states. The Bus and Taxi Drivers Association of Zambia, BTOAZ, has expressed concern over what it describes as growing non-compliance by some service providers in their treatment of customers. The concerns follow numerous reports from members of the public regarding negligence in customer service, poor time management and challenges related to ticketing. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, BTOAZ President Sydney Chewe said the association is disappointed with the conduct of some operators and assured the public that engagements with bus operators will be held to address the issues. Most bus stations, particularly intercity, require strict adherence to time management and this must be followed, said Mr. Chewe. He further emphasized the need for government intervention to ensure sanity and the creation of a conducive environment for customers at intercity bus stations. Mr. Chewe also called on the government to introduce policies that will make the purchase of bus tickets strictly online and compulsory as a way of improving accountability and efficiency in the sector.
We can have a smart ticketing system where the people can buy online. There are some companies and right now they are practicing that facility. But three quarters, I think, we have not improved and moved into such area. But government needs to come on board and clear intercity. That's why I've seen that there is too much an environment that is not safe for our passengers. But we are ready. We have brought ideas to the government so that they can take up that and implement as a policy.
A couple from Lusaka's Kabanana area has died after being electrocuted. Zambia Police Service Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilami identified the deceased as Amos Walia, age 29, and his wife Felicitas Mlinga, age 24. Mr. Chilami said the incident occurred yesterday, 29 January 2026, when Ms. Mlinga was washing clothes outside their house and attempted to hang them on a drain wire that was connected to iron roofing sheets. In the process, she was electrocuted and Mr. Walia, who was inside the house at the time, rushed to assist her and was also electrocuted, said Mr. Chilami in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He explained that police officers rushed to the scene and ZESCO Limited personnel were immediately notified and subsequently disconnected the power supply. Mr. Chilami said that both victims were rushed to the hospital where they were pronounced dead on arrival. He added that the bodies have since been deposited at the University Teaching Hospital UTH Mortuary, where post-mortem examinations are pending, saying that an inquiry file has been opened and investigations into the matter are ongoing.
Preliminary investigations indicate that Ms. Mlinga was washing clothes outside the house and attempted to hang them on a drying wire that was connected to iron roofing sheets. In the process, she was electrocuted. Mr. Walia, who was inside the house at the time, rushed to assist her and was also electrocuted. Both victims were rushed to the hospital where they were pronounced dead upon arrival. Police officers rushed to the scene and ZESCO Limited personnel were notified and subsequently disconnected the power supply. The bodies have since been deposited at the investigation hospital mortuary where post-mortem examinations are pending.
Financial analyst Yusuf Dodia has expressed concern over the manner in which inflation figures in Zambia continue to be calculated, noting that prices of goods on the market keep rising even as official inflation figures show a decline. On Tuesday, the Zambia Statistics Agency, ZAMSTATS, announced that the country's annual inflation rate for January 2026 had fallen to 9.4% from 11.2% recorded in December 2025. But speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka, Mr. Doja said the reported decline in inflation does not reflect the reality faced by most Zambians. Mr. Doja said that while lower inflation should ordinarily translate into reduced commodity prices and a lower cost of living, this has not been the case. Inflation should be calculated using products that Zambians buy every day, such as sugar, potatoes, cooking oil, onions and tomatoes, for it to truly reflect the cost of living, said Mr. Doja. He has since suggested that ZAMSTATS consider strengthening the use of the Consumer Price Index to ensure inflation figures align with the lived experiences of citizens.
I think if we use the Consumer Pricing Index, we'd arrive at a more realistic calculation of inflation that is in line with the experience which is being felt on the ground. After doing that, you know, it will not improve just by calculating it correctly. It improves by the intervention that we choose to take in order to fix this challenge. For example, we know that the kwacha is getting stronger every day, and yet fuel prices remain the same. Why are fuel prices not coming down accordingly?
In African news, South Africa has expelled Israel's top diplomat in the country for violating diplomatic norms, including making insulting remarks against South African President Cyril Ramaphosa. Ariel Seidman, chargé d'affaires at Israeli embassy, has been declared persona non grata and given 72 hours to leave the country, South Africa's foreign ministry says. He has been accused of using official social media platforms to attack Ramaphosa and inviting Israeli officials to South Africa without permission. Coming up shortly, China has lifted sanctions on 6 British MPs and Keir Starmer says. This and more, stay tuned.
Malaria is the leading cause of illness and death in Zambia, especially among children under 5. However, malaria is preventable with measures to avoid mosquito bites, such as the use of insecticide-treated nets, indoor residual house spraying, intermittent preventive treatment, and environmental management.
Prevent malaria. Protect your family from death.
Mekosa Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer has said China has lifted all restrictions on 6 current members of the British Parliament after talks with President Xi Jinping. Speaking to the BBC in Shanghai, Sir Keir said the travel ban and other sanctions no longer apply to those parliamentarians, which includes 4 Conservative MPs and 2 peers in the House of Lords. The Prime Minister argued the outcome vindicated his approach and said he hoped President Xi would come to the UK when it hosts a G20 summit in 2027. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. Government has expressed concern over what it has described as irresponsible and misleading content circulating on some social media platforms regarding Zambia's boundary with Angola. A couple from Lusaka's Kabanana area has died after being electrocuted. And South Africa has expelled Israel's top diplomat in the country for violating diplomatic norms, including making insulting remarks against South African President Cyril Ramaphosa.